You are now tuned in to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from seeing Baby Driver.
Yep, we sure did.
So that was one of them that we wanted to see. The Rotten Apples, critics, everybody had it in the high 90s. Or in the 90s.
Let's yeah, in the 90s.
Let's just say that. It wasn't in high 90s, yeah. Had it in the 90s, and, you know, it looked like interesting when I saw, like, John Hamm, and who was that up in there? Kevin Spacey.
Jamie Foxx.
So, you had some good characters in there.
Spacey.
And it looked like, you know, it would be interesting. And then, you know, you had a driver. So, we just really wanted to know what was going on. And when you get highly recommended stuff like that, we try to check it out.
Yeah.
So, we went and saw it. So, initially, what did you get before we went to see Baby?
Oh, I mean, what do you mean? What did I get before?
Yeah, when it was...
Was hearing about it?
Hearing about it.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, I don't think anybody I know went to see it. I mean, basically, you know, looking at the reviews is what I seen, you know. You know, when we was like looking for a movie, I'm like, hey, babe, look, Baby Driver got a high rating. And I'm thinking, you know, from the previews, you know, I'm like, you know, I wonder how everybody's going to take this movie, you know, because, you know... You know how people are funny. Right. And I'm thinking it's going to get a bad rating. And I'm just amazed how it got a really good rating.
Yeah, because it got 90s on both ends.
Yes,
it
did.
It got the critics
and
the people.
Yeah.
So when I saw the previews, and it looked like it was some clever dialogue. It looks like, you know, what they were talking would be like really snappy. Snappy, ooh, this would be cool. Fast driving, snappy dialogue. But... you know, probably a lot of car racing and stuff like that. So that's what I assumed it would be. And I was like, okay, let me kind of prepare for that. But we saw the movie.
Yes.
So what came out of it was very, very interesting. You know, a slight love story / fast driving cars, of course.
Yes.
Interesting dialogue. Not
yes.
really clever, snappy dialogue, but very interesting dialogue.
The music was really the dialogue on this movie.
Very good.
Because it set the tone on how this movie actually was really amazing.
So,
I mean, when I mean amazing is that the sound, the music, it was so good. It blended in so good on how the movie, you know, flowed.
So part of the concept of the movie was this driver... that was driving around bank robbers. So it was about a driver for the bank robbers, and they was getting together, and he was the driver to get them out. And it was a young kid. He always had headphones on and some sunglasses. And, you know, they was kind of concerned that, hey, look at this. What is with this guy? You know, he doesn't say a word. He's a mute. What's going on? But he was always listening to music. But come to find out he was listening to music because he got into a car accident long time ago with his mother and father, and he had a continuous ringing in his ears. I think it's tinnitus.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's exactly what they said
so
it was.
I'm not sure if I said it right or not, but it starts with a T. So, but he had a constant ringing in his ears, so he would always listen to music. But he would put music according to how he felt or who he knew or things in that matter. So when Alicia said the music was great, he put on the music based on the situation.
Yeah.
And as he played music, the environment they was under pretty much matched in with that. And it was a lot of older music, but and some modern music and some music that we found. We thought, like, for example, couple of rap songs was gonna come on.
Oh yeah, but yeah. It was the original.
Original.
It
one.
Was the original sound. I mean, I can't say soundtrack, but song. And I was like, now I was like totally impressed that they kept the original songs.
Well, no, I don't mind that because the original song is the original song.
Right, right.
That's where they got it from.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of fooled you because, you know, just imagine.
You knew how it begun.
Yes.
So they had what was it? Dr. Dre one, and it was like, dum, and it was about to, you was waiting for the guitars to go, ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding,
exactly,
ding.
But exactly.
It wasn't. It was original. You was like, "Oh man, there it goes again." Say, caught me again. And then there was another one with a white man from Boston. Jump Around was the rap song, but they used the beginning of that, and you thought they was gonna go jump around, da, da, jump around, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
and they used a lot of that. And he was like, "Wow, this is cool."
But yeah, I mean, the kid knew his music.
He knew his music, and he constantly was using music for his moods and the way he drove or what drove him. Through the music.
I mean, I love the first part when you seen him. He was doing like car karaoke. He was like, dum, 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 dum. And he was singing the song. I was like, yeah, I could do that too. I do that all the time. Yeah. I was like, man, he knew it was an old song. I didn't even know the song, but you knew it was an old song.
Mm-hmm.
And he sung the words to that song. And it's kind of, I mean, so. This movie is interesting because we talked about this some years ago and tried to get the young people to understand that a lot of the songs that they hear are just
older remixes. Older
remix or taking a piece of that song and
sampled out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So to see this young man having the, you know, the actual songs that is not, you know, mixed.
Right.
You know, was just great to see.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because he had iPods. He had a whole bunch of iPods.
Yeah, for different moods.
For different moods.
With different songs. Yeah.
And he just used it from that. So he had tons and tons of music. But that was interesting. I thought that was very, very interesting. But that's not what it was all about, which was cool because you had that part of the movie. The basis of it, Baby Driver, his nickname was Baby. And he was the driver for them. And this kid could drive his ass off.
Yeah, he could drive. He was,
so
he was
and good. And this would kind of piss me off because of the Fate of the Furious or the Fast and the Furious 8. They didn't do any driving like he drove here. He was truly driving these. And if it wasn't him, well, it wasn't him. He was an actor. But the drivers on these vehicles was amazing. It was just, and he jumped in any car and drove it.
Yep, he sure did.
It wasn't like, mm-hmm. We could get the fastest, best cars and everything.
Yeah, he drove, like you said, he drove any car.
Yeah.
He drove any car. And the best thing was, the most best thing was, it was in Atlanta. It was like, hey, he's on 7585.
So yeah, so you kind of saw it, but you didn't see it. But then when you realize, you'd be like, oh my God, he's in freaking Atlanta. And then they start talking about being on 20. And
I couldn't recognize the mall he was in. I swear, I was like, is either it was Perimeter or it was Lenox.
But you saw the dome from the street that he was on.
Right.
So what they could have done, you know, even though they showed the dome, they still could have filmed it in Perimeter.
Right.
But made it look like he was in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
So they get, you know, because you don't know. And we would know, but most people wouldn't know. They was like, oh, that mall is in Atlanta.
Right.
No, it's not. That's Perimeter. And you turn around, and then they made it to the streets. So it looked like it was all together. But It was some great shots up and down Atlanta, though.
Yeah, and I like you said, I like the fact that he drove in different cars. There was not one car. There was no, besides the Mercedes.
And the Charger.
You
know, that he stole from the Mustang. White boys.
Oh, that was a Charger? That was a Charger. So that was, like, really good. And then, it was just crazy, because Jamie Foxx was damn crazy.
Yeah, and when you saw Jamie Foxx, you thought he was going to be this funny guy, but this was a hardcore criminal he was.
Yeah, he was. He seriously was.
He was still funny, though, but he was a hardcore criminal. And everybody that turned on him or did something wrong, he was killing them.
And then Ham was in there, and it was, like, interesting, because that was a role that I was like, oh, wow, look at him. He's a hardcore killer.
Yeah, and so it was really cool that these off characters that you normally see in something else was playing criminals. Because, I mean, the Kingpin, Kevin Spacey,
he
played roles like that before.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
So you can see him being like the head honcho or the Kingpin like that. So you got it with him. But Ham, yeah, that was a stretch that he did really, really well. And then Jamie Foxx, he played different roles, but, he kind of played it like it was silly, but he played it like it was serious, this one.
Yeah, he did play it serious. And then also that who was in there was Big Boy, and Killer Mike was in there too.
What? I didn't see them.
Yes, you did. It was just a blur. They were sitting at the table,
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going so fast.
I mean, it was going so, and it was like, I found like, oh, they were in there. I was like, I know where they're at. They was at that table with the black people were sitting at the table, the big men.
We're at?
In the club. It was dark.
What part of the club? I don't remember the club.
Well, they were at a table and they were sitting there, and they when they came in and they went to the back.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway,
I missed it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But so anyway. Because that here in Atlanta,
you're gonna have the Atlanta people up in there.
Exactly.
So what? Yeah, but so storyline. He met this girl at a diner. That his mom used to work at.
He kept on coming there.
He just kept coming there. And when she started working there, she was new. He fell in love with her.
And then remember, he was a foster child because his
foster father was
black, blind. He was deaf.
He was a deaf black man and everything. So he was chilling with him, putting money in the bottom of the cup, the boards in the ground. But it was still pretty cool. But, as it went through, he was dealing with criminals, and when they saw him, they always was like, who is this kid that's not saying anything? And he was able to, and Alicia caught that kind of before I did. He could read lips, and he had to learn to read lips because his foster father was deaf, so he did sign language with him, so he learned to do that. So when the criminals was always listening to the actual setup for the crime, he didn't have to listen to him. He can read his lips without actually, hearing him. Because he always had his headphones on.
Yeah, because they thought he was dumb. What is it?
Yeah, he's retarded.
Yeah, he was retarded.
Like, no, he's not. Is he slow? No, he's fast. Then don't say retarded, But it was so cool. But the movie took him along of, he was trying to steal Kevin Spacey's car. And he said, he caught him and said, you owe me. So he was doing these bank robberies.
Yeah, it's basically bank robberies or,
any type of holdups and everything.
Exactly. Where they needed a driver. Exactly. Yeah. Driver.
He was like, your cut of the pay, I'm keeping that until you pay me back. But.
And the reason why he had to pay him back, because he stole his car.
So it was interesting that when he was paying him, after everybody leaves, he would take the money and then give him like a stack of $10,000. That's it. Where he was getting a lot more money than that, but he said, Inchel, that's paid back. So, and again, he had these criminals that he kept using different people for different heists and robberies because he didn't want the same people back and forth. The only person that was the same was the driver.
Yeah.
But But they was pretty ruthless and chill.
Yeah, Jamie
crazy
was,
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, killed the police.
He's killed like, the police. He was like, Kevin these Stacey, people are police. He said, yeah, they were my police.
Exactly. You killed my people.
Yeah. So it was funny because Kevin Spacey said, these are my police. And, you know, it was weird because he kind of like, how you know this was a setup? You know, but Kevin Spacey didn't tell him. So it was kind of like, yeah, this paranoid dude that you sent in there, that happens, you know. But you turn around and you shoot up the people, but they had vests on. So they came back to haunt him later. But the driving through the streets, the driving, and, you know, it was so cool. They showed, like, the helicopters and everything.
Yes, they did.
And it was overhead, and there was a portion in there that he was driving a red car.
Yep.
And he was just driving a red car, and they had him. And then the driver, baby, saw that, and he saw two red cars, and he turned around and got in between the three. So they didn't know which red car to follow, and they went into a tunnel, and then he switched positions with them, and then he turned off, and then they followed the other two red cars. But he got away, and it was just the way they did it. It was, I didn't see any type of, did you notice any special effects or CGI like that?
No, I didn't.
So it was,
I mean, because even when the truck got stuck under the truck.
Yeah. When the army guy was mm-hmm. shooting at them and the truck got stuck under the other truck.
Yeah, the big semi truck.
Yeah, and it was like a, I think he had a, was it wasn't an Escalade. It was a bigger truck that got stuck underneath that they were driving.
Yeah, it looked like what is it? Avalanche.
Avalanche, thank you. That's what it was. It was Avalanche.
Yeah.
Because it looks like an Escalade.
Right.
But it's
right.
The cheap version of the Escalade. I can't stand that. It's just stupid.
I'm laughing anyway, about that, but yeah. The reason.
But it was. But then it was driving down a highway, and he went from there. But it was really, really cool.
And I mean, I think that the one thing I'm in, like what you said was they didn't use the top of the line cars.
No, and they didn't try to say, let's get the fastest car so we can run away from the cops.
It wasn't about the fastest car, because you know how to drive. And we all know if you know how to drive, your car can go fast.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what, if you switch the gears the way you want to.
Yeah, because he was switching gears.
How to slide the vehicle to the way you want to.
Yep.
And that's all he was doing. It was like, wow, this was really outstanding driving going on right here. And he did such a great job, and the kid that played Baby, I don't, did you see him before Baby?
No, I have not. But they said I'm looking at some stuff. He was in Divergent.
I don't recall him in there. But he was a continuous character on there though.
Yes, he was.
He was Divergent. Yeah, he looks a little familiar. I think. Yeah, I think I know who he is now.
Yeah, if we go back and look at it, it's like, okay, yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, there he is right there, you know. But, he didn't, not anything major. If you go back, you'll know he's the kid that's in Divergent.
Yes.
So if you go to and see him from there, he was just one of many of those young kids that was on there. You know, Divergent wasn't that good, though. I was hoping it'd get better, but when we
it was done in Atlanta.
Divergent?
I believe so.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, yeah. So you know, the characters, the other young lady, she was typical. She was typical, but I didn't think you seen her anywhere. The John Hamm's girlfriend, Isa.
I'm looking at some stuff that she did, but I think that she's from Mexico.
Yeah, she's Mexican.
Yeah, so she did a lot of movies from her country.
Yep, she had a lot of Spanish, what you call it, in there. But she played good too. She was pretty cool.
Yeah, she was.
She was pretty badass in there.
I know. I liked her because she was.
She was pretty badass.
Yeah, I was like, shoot, she was all over John Hamm.
Yeah, I know, right? She's like, oh, can I be?
Yeah, right. I was like, dang.
So the other girl, Lily James. She played on the movie Cinderella, 2015. She played in Elizabeth, no, Pride and Prejudice, the movie. It looked like she's British. Yep, she's from the UK.
And she was talking with a really southern accent. Where you from? Oh my goodness.
I'm from around here.
You know, they try to put them, they kind of change their British accent or something.
So they do good, though. The British people have a tendency of saying, I'll do an English. I'll do an English accent. But yeah, but she was all right. I don't think, sadly, they didn't put in any effort to make her as a character or an essential character. She was a supporting to baby.
Right.
But, you know, it's typical. They try to put a love interest in, and it wasn't too much, but it was just enough to say, save the girl.
Yes, it is.
And to the point of just save the girl. So, but really good movie. You know, once again, here's another one of those movies that wasn't too complicated.
No, it wasn't.
But it and was it had a simple, exciting, good characters.
You will love the music in this one, though.
The music, and you will love the driving. If you are used to, there's another one that we saw a long time ago. They supposed to have done another version of it. I think it was called Drive. Yep. It was called Drive with Ryan Gosling. And that was cool. So he was the driver for like bank robbers and everything, but he never would say anything. He was just a cool guy too, but he was a hell of a driver, and you know, he just got caught up, but they never did like a part two of that. But that was cool. I would love to see that again.
Drive.
Yeah, that was an excellent
movie. We just have to go ahead and pull it and watch it again.
Yeah, pull that one. But yeah, but that one was really, really cool. So it reminded me of that and the old versions of the Fast and the Furious, where they drove those cars and you really had to drive them, not any special effects, jumping over other cars and jumping over tanks and just outrageous shit. But this was some serious driving through the city of Atlanta. And it looked really good. They showed Atlanta showed up. There's a lot of goddamn cops, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of Atlanta police cops, yeah.
There's a lot of Atlanta police that was in this, so that was pretty cool. So they got a big up for Atlanta all over there. And then, what was it? Monroe County at the end. So you had Monroe County police. Better be glad he wasn't black. But anyway. But it was a really, really, really good movie.
Yes, it is.
So worth seeing.
Yes.
Even in the movies, worth seeing.
Yes.
It's exciting enough that you will be caught up. It wasn't too sappy. Love interest.
It was not. I mean, like I said, the music was the flow of the whole movie.
Yep. Because he constantly played music. Because as you followed him, he had his music on.
Yes.
And he wasn't playing the same music. So he had even some rap at a certain point. And then he had some kind of almost contemporary. Then he went back to some old stuff. And then his mother was a singer. So he had some of that. And he was, you know, tracing different kind of songs and stuff like that. So it was really good. Leisha is absolutely right. The music that flowed with the movie was so well done. It was well done. But yeah, so worthwhile seeing. I was glad I went to see it early and didn't wait until like a month or two and then get pushed down the line, and then all of a sudden I'm looking at it on
HBO TV
or somewhere else. So didn't want that to happen. This one was well worth going to see. So, and then we, like you said, we went and saw Spider-Man, which was really worth to see. And and then now we got to see the Planet of the Apes.
Yep, we sure do.
So, and that's coming up. And then, you know, there's a couple of other actual movies coming out.
I think a lot of the good movies come out, July and August? And September?
It seems like, and that's what I was listening to, the true critics. And they were saying that this year there's no real blockbuster to actually hold on to. Like, whoa, this is one that's great. Other than Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman
is the only one, and Guardians of the Galaxy. Those are the only two movies that is constant that people would still, that's in the box office, that people are still seeing, making money and doing something.
I mean, because normally you have a 4th of July, you know,
big movie. Blockbuster that takes over.
And it didn't. I mean, since over the years, it seemed like that's been a big flop kind of thing.
It's declining, and I think they're afraid of the competition. So if they go up against one other and then they flop, then they lose a lot of money. But, you know, this one is Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Battle. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I thought it was the other one. But yeah, Battle.
I think that they're getting away to putting a movie they think is going to be a blockbuster on a holiday weekend.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm kind of like, all right. But again, Spider-Man supposed to have been that movie. But Wonder Woman held on for so long that was an issue in itself too. So, but I think with Spider-Man now, I think that's going to linger a lot more because there's people that, you know, that follow Marvel. And the fact that Iron Man was in there, they're kind of like, you know, I follow Spider-Man a little bit, but if Iron Man's in there, wow, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the comic books movies are the hottest thing now.
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of, like you said, it's kind of hard to put a movie on a holiday weekend and think it's going to be a blockbuster.
Yeah.
I think Spider-Man, it was fun. I'm still thinking about Spider-Man right now. So, and then Baby Drive.
So this is kind of interesting because I'm looking at the last, not this weekend, but the weekend before. Oh no, the Spider-Man weekend, which they were top number one. Guess what's number two, baby?
Wonder Woman.
Nope, close.
Okay.
It's Despicable Me.
Really?
Yeah, because the kids are out.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And that was the second week. And then number three, which is really surprising to me, is Baby Driver.
Yep, Baby Driver and then Wonder Woman.
Then Wonder Woman. And then for some reason, people are still going to see
Transformers.
Whatever. Know. Wonder Woman is at 368 million right now. Where Spider-Man opening is 117 million. So they did damn good.
Yeah.
Baby Driver is only at 57, but I don't think, and it was 2 weeks, but this is a small movie though. This ain't a major movie. This is one of the smaller movies.
And Baby Driver didn't spend too much money doing Baby Driver neither.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. And Guardians of the Galaxy is at 385 million and is at 10 weeks. And Wonder Woman is at number 6 weeks at 368. So you got those two. The only one that come close to, well, Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast is at $500 million. It's at $503 million.
You know why?
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah. Yep. So, and it's been on for a long time. So, Logan is at $226 million, which is a surprise. I love that movie. I didn't do a review on that, but that was pretty, pretty good. And then if you look at the only other closer one, what the hell is Everything Everything? No, that's 33,000. Oops. And 33 million. Sorry. Boss Baby, 173 million.
Really?
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean, 168.
You know, who
the hell's going to see that shit?
I know, but you know what? I think that's not only here, but Europe as well.
Yeah, I think it's total gross.
I think it's total gross.
If you listen, and you know, we kind of extended this a little longer, but what's happening is, terrible movies like the Transformers and The Mummy, they're picking up a lot more money overseas. So as they come out here, they only get maybe like 30 million or 24 million. And then they go overseas and make over $100 million.
Well, I mean, they still gave it the local. I mean, people, the users score 66 for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, you know I'm waiting on that, though.
And then the mummy is at 41. So no matter what, the only reason why people are going to see the mummy is because of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, because he's crazy as fuck. So I see Tom Cruise because he's crazy as hell. So yeah. Anything he's on that he acts crazy, I always want to see that anyway. Like the Jack Reacher, they was like, Jack Reacher's terrible. Man, I love that.
Yeah. I mean,
he kicks everybody's
ass.
Yeah,
I know. That's the only reason.
But this, the last one, he got his ass kicked. But he still was fighting,
you know,
because so he had a younger dude. That younger dude was he was beating his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So he just had to take that ass whooping. So, but pretty good, pretty good. So, wind up in, you know, they making money. This is a good movie to see. This is if you supporting, and especially it's an Atlanta movie. So if you round and about in Atlanta, check it out. Yep. You'd be like, I know that spot.
Yep.
Hey, I know that spot. Oh, they on Peachtree. And that's all. Oh, they just showed Cortland.
Yeah, if you from Atlanta or been in Atlanta or know about Atlanta, you want to see Baby Driver.
Yeah, it's Baby Driver. It was like this pretty, pretty good. Pretty good movie. Nice, fun movie to share. So that's what we have. Urban Lifestyle Cafe with our movie review.
Yes.
What's coming up? Insecure is coming up. Game of Thrones. I don't know if we're going to... I want to binge it, but I don't want to hear about Game of Thrones from other people. So we probably be looking at it as it comes on. I really don't want... Because it's such a following on that I don't want to hear about it. I want to see it as it comes on.
Yeah, and the worst thing is about watching it as it comes on, you can't wait to the next one.
Yeah, because it ends too soon. You're kind of like, God damn it.
Yeah, because you're so into it.
Yeah.
You're so into it, and you know, it's an hour show, and you're so into it, and it's like an hour went so... Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold a second. How is it a damn hour?
I want to watch it.
I want more.
I got to wait the next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so
kind of makes that really, really interesting.
And I think this is, they got one more season?
I think the next season, not this one coming up, but the next season will be the last one.
I mean, they waited a while to get just to put this one out.
But they're doing that now. They kind of like Westworld won't come out this year, even though it was out last year. It's not coming this year. It'll be the following year. Yeah.
Mm.
So some of these are on such a grand scale
that
they're getting newer characters and they're doing a whole lot of big stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, you're right about that. That's sad.
Yeah, but you know, these are major shows. These shows are like events now because those are like really, really.
You know what? And kind of it's. That's kind of good. It's like that too, because the problem is with you talking about ABC, NBC, CBS, they put shows out and it's like 15, 20 episodes to
it's
a
just
show.
Too many of them.
And it's
things.
A lot. And it gets to the point that I don't, you know, like we were watching, what was it? Which one we was watching?
With, from what?
Shonda Rhimes.
With the murder one, right?
That one and the
Scandal
other one.
And
Scandal. It's the one I'm talking about, Scandal.
Yeah,
I got tired of watching it. It was just too many episodes, too.
And they twist it back and forth. So, oh, no, she's not going to be with the president no more. Oh, but she's going to be back with the president. Oh, she's going to be with the other guy. Oh, now she's not going to be with the other. And the series that's on the off channels are a lot more intense. Character developed and go from there. So
yeah.
Shonda Rhimes gets you for the first 3 to 4 seasons.
Yeah, after that. Just, well, for us it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Because then it becomes typical or just for excitement. You know what I mean?
But there's so many other shows that's like on Netflix and on Hulu, like The Handmaid.
And Amazon.
Handmaid.
The Handmaid. I still got to see the rest of that. That was really interesting.
Was good.
I didn't see the rest of it. So
we have
really
to do, we definitely have to do a review on that one.
Well, we didn't do a review on The Crown.
Oh, yeah. I thought we did.
Nope.
Oh, my God. That was good, too.
That was, that was educational as well as really interesting, because it gave you a whole different perspective of the Queen. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, well,
it's not the Queen, it's the Crown.
Yeah. I was raised in, living in the Bahamas. It was before they became independent and when they became independent. But their life all is around the British, how the British live.
The empire.
Yeah.
It's all about the empire.
It is.
Yeah, which made it interesting. But the handmaiden is a very odd kind of, wow.
You gotta finish watching it.
Anyway, we was talking about Baby Driver.
Yes.
But anyhow, Baby Driver, very good. Go see it. We'll be talking about a couple of others coming up soon. But check us out on iTunes under Bougie Black Brother, or we have it separated out. So if you want to see the movies and the shows, they're under now Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So you're able to say, I don't want to sort through what I have. I can look at all the movies and the shows that's recently that you've seen, and you don't have to sort through them. So we made a decision, thanks to the help of my tech lady here, to say, hey, you can do that. No, you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Yes, you can. Well, I did it backwards.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Well, anyway, but I made it happen, and as soon as I got it, so it made the search easier when you're looking for it by show. So if you're looking for tech, it's in Women Tech Talk, right?
Yes, Women Tech Talk.
Women Tech Talk, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, Car Wax.
Yep.
And Millennium Money Management and Hardwood and End Zones Podcast. So if you want the sports area that we're looking at, they're on their own area. So check us out and subscribe. And leave your comments, because we love to hear your comments. We love to get your input on what we're talking about. And somebody saying, this is what you didn't look at. How come you didn't see this movie? Or why don't you talk about the most popular show on TV? And we'll tell you why. We definitely would. So anything, boo?
No, everything is cool.
So thank you very much for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm your Bougie Black Brother, and we'll see you soon.
Bye,
baby.